Legitimate posture. That is, I think the Council of Economic Advisors, for example, those people stand for confirmation. All those people are available to the Congress. The Congress doesn't abuse that right. So on. So I believe that there's a lot to be said for saying, let Peter Plant post the confirmed by the Senate. Let the head of the domestic council, who has big operating responsibilities, stand for confirmation. Let the head of OMB stand for confirmation. For that matter, let him stand for confirmation. Let the legitimate
just to be the way the Russians do.
We all feel it's a very serious situation, and everybody that I've talked to wants to be helpful in discussion. And I feel anyway, we need to make some changes along the lines that I've suggested, and it can be done. Things will work well that way, and we can make a virtue out of the message.
Sure. Oh, we've got lots of time.
Well, we've got to...
We've got to use the time, George.
I think that the sooner you can come to whatever conclusions you do about how we should operate and what changes ought to be made and so on, the better. We'll be constrained, as you mentioned, that rushing into something that you wish you have to undo is obviously undesirable. But within that constraint, I think that it's important to take hold and to rearrange things here. I've been trying to come in and sit in on as many of the White House meetings as I can just to provide
an overall
presence.
You've got your support loaded. That's the same version. You've got to be international monetary, trade, you've got taxes, you've got to be wage price.
I think our tax program is with all of the criticism that we've nonetheless went pretty well. People were fascinated with the simplification idea. And even on the
incidentally, too, right? I'm glad to go to the labor man. We expected them to react exactly as they did. But I think it was well that I went to do that.
Yes, sir. Right. And the
program. We can't make a sale of them. George, my mention, as I sit here, if there is anything anybody would suggest proves it, so that it's worse than other people. You know the name's worse. But you think we're right?
I think we're right. I think that in many ways the greatest blessing would have been if Congress had screwed it up and hadn't passed that law and
well,
got it out from under. But anyway,
I don't think that's the responsibility. But don't you think so, or are you that doubtful?
No, I think
you're
not right.
Another breeze, are you?
Oh, gosh, Mr. President, never. I think we have to make it clear that we don't want that.
I think I've made that pretty clear. We've got to go to labor. You know, they don't want their labor, their wages, for us.
Yeah, they're very set on that. But I think that that is part of the process of letting people see that we don't mind criticism. They must hear all points of view. And a little controversy within the family is all right.
Sure. Absolutely.
And I think that if we can get ourselves going here, get on a little different track, we can create this atmosphere that people want.
The idea of submitting for confirmation and so forth, I think is going to take a length of time. I mean, I, that's only a tactic, of course. I would say this, I wish you'd talk to Bill Rogers about it. If you would,
yes,
it would be, but Bill and I have done a lot of talking. Think of what you could do is to say all these guys that all the groups are, you all went out and talked to them, you know what I mean? So that sort of basically, you go through the confirmation process and so forth, and you're going to get out for months. And the last 10 or 12 you went into Pakistan, I kind of mentioned this thing that I'm talking about. You understand?
Well, I think just to take the Flanagan example, we were concerned about Peterson. We have had him go and testify. It's done a world of good for him. He's testified. He's handled himself extremely well.
Yeah.
People are glad to have him out in the public domain, and I